This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Venture capitalists' appetite for fusion startups has been up and down in the last few years. For instance, the Fusion Industry Association found that while nuclear fusion companies had attracted over $6 billion in investment in 2023, $1.4 billion more than in 2022, the 27% growth proved slower than in 2022 as investors battled external fears such as inflation. However, numbers don't tell the full story. Venture interest in the field has remained strong as startups begin to find novel ways to potentially capture the power of the sun to produce safe, limitless energy. The field reached a significant milestone in 2022 when the Department of Energy's National Ignition Facility managed to bring about a fusion reaction that produced more power than was required to spark a fuel pellet. And then in August last year, the team confirmed that their first test wasn't just good fortune. The road to true fusion power remains long, but the kicker is that it's no longer theoretical. The latest company looking to make a name for itself in the space is Proxima Fusion, the first spin-out from the lauded Max Planck Institute for Plasma Physics, IPP. Munich-based Proxima has raised 20 million euros, $21.7 million, in a seed round to begin building its first generation of fusion power plants. The company bases its technology on quasi-isodynamic, QI, stellarators, with high-temperature superconductors. In plain English, a stellarator is a donut-shaped ring of precisely positioned magnets that can contain the plasma from which fusion energy is born. However, stellarators are extremely hard to make, as they position the magnets in rather odd shapes and require extremely precise engineering. Proxima Fusion claims it came up with a way to address these issues using both engineering solutions and advanced computing in 2022, and as a spin-out, the company has now built on research from the Max Planck IPP, which built the Wendelstein 7X, W7X, experiment, the world's largest stellarator. The new approach to fusion is only possible because of the ability to use AI to simulate the behavior of the plasma, thus bringing the prospect of variable nuclear fusion nearer, Dr. Francesco Sirtino, co-founder and CEO of Proxima Fusion, told TechCrunch over a call. German startup Marvel Fusion, which has been funded by a German VC Early Bird, uses laser containment to spark the reaction, and when I asked Sirtino why Proxima uses stellarators, he said, "With lasers, you take a small pellet and blast heat at it with many very powerful lasers. That releases energy via fusion, but you're compressing something and letting it explode. Whereas what we are working on is that actual confinement. So it's not an explosion, but in a steady state, it's continuous in operation." Sirtino, who completed his PhD at MIT on tokamak nuclear projects, said Proxima will leverage what has been learned from the W7X device, which has had more than 1 billion euros in public investment. He added the projected timeline to get to fusion energy is by the mid-2030s. "We're looking at, give or take, 15 years. Building an intermediate device in Munich, most likely by 2031, is our objective. If we manage to get to that, then the middle of the 2030s is possible." The startup's investors are equally convinced. Ian Hogarth, a partner at one of Proxima's investors, Plural, told me, "There are two big things that I think are really compelling about what Proxima are doing. First, their stellarator has benefited from two big trends in high-temperature superconductors and progress in computer-aided simulation of complex multi-physics systems. And secondly, the world's most advanced stellarator in the whole world is in North Germany." He thinks that Proxima being the first spin-out from that ambitious government project will give it the edge it needs to succeed. It's a classic example of the entrepreneurial state, where a startup can build on top of this incredible public investment. That said, Proxima is not the only player in the race for fusion. Helion Energy raised a $500 million Series E 2 years ago, led by tech entrepreneur and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, for instance, and there are at least 43 other companies developing nuclear fusion technologies. Proxima's seed round was led by Red Alpine, with participation from the Bavarian government-backed Bayern Capital, German government-backed Deep Tech and Climate Funds, and the Max Planck Foundation. Plural and existing investors High-Tech Gunter Funds will be UVC Partners, and the Tomorrow Fund of Visionaries Club also participated in the round. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.